This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight right here, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, helping to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're on MeWe. The same way, Captain's America, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on Gab, the Captain's America Third Watch. And we're on Parler at the Captain's America. And you can find us very easily on all of those. So, don't forget, you can also go to our website, take a look at all the different things we got going on over there, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, and you can message the show at any time over there off the Captain's America Third Watch.com, or you can get in the chat room at Facebook, and we'll definitely let you in, and you can chat away. Joining us right now, our number one to start things out, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got to start out again talking about the weather. It's bad news for folks in Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, a lot of areas, power still out, major areas, major grids. Texas, they've declared a power grid emergency there. There's help on the way. We'll see how soon they can get it done because bitterly cold temperatures still all the way down almost to the Gulf of Mexico with temperatures in the single digits down that far in many cases. Now, it's going to be bitter cold with wintry conditions. They'll continue across much of the U.S. as another major winter storm will bring heavy snow and ice from the South Plains and the lower Mississippi Valley into the Middle Atlantic and Northeast. There'll be isolated severe storms in the southeast that may produce damaging winds, large hail, and possibly a couple of tornadoes. Now, snow will continue out in the Northwest, the Great Basin, and the Rockies, but we've got a real mess still in the south central part of the country, and this envelops everything from I-40 south to I-10 in those states I just mentioned.
Yes, and this is continues to be a significant issue, and we'll have more details, of course,
yep,
as we go through the program.
Yep, absolutely. The Truckers Highway by report. Okay, now let's get started with something because everybody's scratching their heads. Why in the hell would Kamala Harris, the Vice President of the United States, be on the telephone talking to world leaders when that's usually what the job of the president is?
Well, that is a very good question, Captain. This is a little bit out of the ordinary. There's nothing, you know, there's no reason for this, one might think, other than maybe Joe Biden is, I hate to say, tired or just, you know, was not up to the task or had to do something else. But
well, he had a town hall on CNN.
He did have that. You're right about that.
Uh-huh.
But here's Kamala Harris, Vice President Harris, talking with Emmanuel Macron of France. And in a role that is typically held by the president. So again, he's got some people scratching their heads. And of course, there are the obvious, you know, statements, or concerns about, hey, wait a minute, Joe Biden exhibited these kinds of things back during the campaign. You know, is this a way of taking off some of the pressure from him? Are they looking towards sooner than later, you know, a 25th Amendment sort of scenario? You know, nobody really knows at this point, but it is a little bit out of the ordinary.
Yeah, and I think one of the reasons why we heard about that is because Joe Biden was, in fact, preparing for the CNN town hall, where I might add he got asked nothing but softball questions, not one word about any of the scandals that are currently going on, not one, including Governor Cuomo.
You see, Captain, these are important issues, obviously, especially the nursing home scandal in New York, especially the other issues that are facing our country. So right now it can't simply be infomercials or just sort of, you know, some kind of fun discussion about the existential threat of climate change or something like that. There are real issues in terms of domestic issues and legal issues, all kinds of stuff that needs that the president should be asked about.
Did you hear what Sean Hannity said?
What's that?
He slammed CNN's hard-hitting coverage, describing Biden as an early-to-bed type.
Right, right. Well, but again, you know, the job of president is literally 24 hours a day. I mean, there's stuff happening all over the world all the time. There were the jokes back during the Reagan administration and so forth. I had to wake up the president, you know, to tell him this or that. But honestly, the world is much faster than it even was back in the 1980s. So it is pretty breakneck.
Yeah, and I'm an early to bed type, too, but it's about 6:30 in the morning after I've been up all night.
That's right. A little bit of a different schedule.
Yeah, there. Yeah, and he couldn't, you know, and here's the thing, you know, people say to me, oh, how are you going to do what you're going to do? How do you do this, and how are your hours? I says, hey, you get your power naps in when you can get your power naps in, and I get the bulk of my rest in the morning. I'll get up about noontime usually, unless I have to get up earlier for something. Like yesterday, I had to be over at Mission Barbecue for Have Lunch with the Captain. By the way, we had a great crowd there yesterday and a great crowd last night at Mugs with the Tampa Bay Trump Club. A whole bunch of really enthused patriots getting ready to get her done. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, who's hanging on my telephone line right now. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan because it helps me keep the inflammation in my left ankle and foot down. Now, that's a problem that I have because of a replacement ankle I've got and serious injuries that I had in my left foot and my left ankle from the World Trade Center. And I take it religiously when I get up in the morning around 11 or 12 o'clock, whenever that happens to be. And that starts the day off right. It stops any pain that I've got because a lot of times I'll wake up in pain. But I also take it again around midnight before my show starts for the same reason, to make it more comfortable and to make sure that I don't have any swelling, because I do keep my foot elevated at night on a little stool type thing here. But the ingredients that are in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 are what makes it work, and it helps the body's natural response to inflammation. It goes right straight to the source of the pain, and it helps to lower or even eliminate the pain altogether. And it works for just about anything that you have, everyday type living, exercise, job related things, whatever. Maybe you come home and you've been working all day on the job and your back's killing you or something. Try some of this and just see if it might work for you. It just might, because it works for a lot of people with back trouble. But it's 100% drug-free. It supports the healthy joints and muscles and the healing process. It also supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. Now, all you got to do is go over to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, and try the 1995 3-week quick start, and boom, you're going to see, you're going to have a, it's going to make a big difference for you. And then if you want to continue it, you just do nothing, and you'll continue to get the automatic shipments. But to start with, the introductory package is $19.95, the 3-week quick start. You find it at relieffactor.com/captain. And believe me, I wouldn't be telling you about it if it doesn't work for me. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Kyle, we're going to talk about Kamala Harris in a second here, but I got to talk, first of all, about Joe Biden. And the gun push is back on with Joe Biden. And what I mean by that was the Parkland anniversary shooting brought Biden to make a statement. He's calling on Congress to enact common sense gun law reforms, including requiring background checks on all gun sales, even if you have a permit, banning assault weapons, now that's his version of assault weapons, and high capacity magazines, and eliminating immunity for gun manufacturers who knowingly put weapons of war on our streets. In other words, that's the caveat insurance that's out there for the gun owners and the people that can get something from like USCCA and US Law Shield and all that sort of stuff, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, the liability insurance.
Yeah, and then we also found out that on top of everything else, back during the January 6th riot, and I will call it just that, in Washington, D.C., which, by the way, we had some people speak last night at the Tampa Bay Trump Club, where I was at, very well attended, and you got to meet a lot of people. A lot of people were there because of the radio show, and I appreciate that very much, a great support from them that were there, and they did not see but maybe a couple of hundred people that were the instigators that got into all the trouble to begin with, and it was not all the people that were there, not even a large portion of the people. The people that tore up the Capitol were totally separate, for the most part, of the Trump people.
Well, yes, that's what we seem to be finding out here. And unfortunately, Captain, the narrative is being woven that somehow these are just garden variety Trump supporters or people who would vote for Donald Trump. Or vote for conservative policy.
No. People don't show up in riot gear and helmets and bring out clubs and grappling hooks that unfold and throw them up over a wall to climb up over the top of a wall to get to the... People don't do that. Trump supporters do not do that.
Well, no, they really don't, because most people who know anybody who's supported President Trump or voted for President Trump, they know what kind of people they are. They're their friends, their neighbors, people in their community. But what was demonstrated to us on January 6th was something very different.
And again, if I hear one more person say to me, well, they had the red Trump hats on, they had the red hats. Hey, if you've ever been to a Trump rally, they give the hats out for free.
They give the hats out for free. And by the way, if you were trying to make it, if you were had bad designs, and you wanted to make it look like somebody else was doing something, you might even try to emulate them a little bit to help create that narrative. But again, even when January 6th occurred, Captain, and we talked about it here on the show, that, look, they're going to catch these people. We're going to find out what their affiliations are, and we're going to have a lot more facts down the road, and I think those facts are starting to come out.
Yeah, now the voters are extremely divided, very sharply divided over the impeachment verdict. The latest Rasmussen Report's poll of 1,500 registered voters, 45% of the likely U.S. voters agree with Democratic Senator Charles Chucky Boy Schumer that the case for impeachment presented by the House Democrats in Trump's Senate trial was powerful, emotional, and strong. But 45% of that same number agree with Senator Ted Cruz that the House Democrats did not even come remotely close to demonstrating that President Trump's conduct violated the law. So you got 45, 45, and 10% that just don't have a clue.
Well, right, and of course the impeachment count was incitement of a insurrection, basically. Now the House managers went down, and all of these things were terrible. What they talked about, what happened inside the Capitol, the horrible things that people said on video as they were walking through the Capitol looking for lawmakers and so forth. But that wasn't part of what the House decided to try to charge the president with. What bad actors did wasn't the result of President Trump's speech, because even his speech from a legal point of view doesn't rise to the level of what we would commonly call incitement.
Now, Donald Trump a copy of a letter came out. I'm not sure if he sent the letter to Mitch McConnell or he just merely released a letter, but he really tore into Mitch McConnell for not standing behind him and for changing his mind at the last minute and saying the things that he did about the president, which in my humble opinion was totally uncalled for. He should have kept his mouth shut and just walked away and let people think whatever they want. But he never should have said a word, and he certainly shouldn't have tried to trash talk Trump, because all that's going to do is get trash talk thrown right back at you.
Well, it plays into the designs, really, of people like Chuckie Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat far left, the squad, you name it, because they love, and the media, by the way, loves this idea that the GOP is in total disarray and having their own civil war. But I agree.
So are the Democrats.
And the Democrats are, too, and they have been even all the way up through the election. For goodness sakes, this is one of the reasons they focused on Biden as the, quote, moderate candidate. And then as Biden even picked his cabinet captain, there was all kinds of criticism that he wasn't being progressive enough. That's where the real schism is, and that's going to continue to play out as well.
All right, I got to say something here because we've had a nice little conversation piece put in the chat room. And do you see it?
I have not been able to check it out.
Okay, it's
right
from
there.
Steve in Thailand, and okay. Steve in Thailand is reminding us that as cold as it is in the United States, and as snowy as it is, and icy as it is in some places, it's a balmy, what's the temperature there, Kyle?
It looks like it's 80
degrees, yeah. In Thailand, and Steve is probably out with a glass of lemonade or iced tea on the porch, just observing the neighbors drive by.
Well, probably so. Well, it's very, very cold here in the U.S. Yes, very nice, Steve.
Yeah, we appreciate that, Steve, and we'll get you back, believe me. We'll find a monsoon or something, and I'll send a picture of Steve in a rowboat.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, no, we're just kidding. It's fun to have fun. But again, the thing of it is that this country is, and I don't think it's going to, I do not believe this is going to change. I believe that we are so evenly divided that we're going to stay that way, certainly up until the next election and until people on the other side of the aisle realize how wrong of a mistake they've made by voting for these clowns that don't do anything to help them.
Well, that's exactly right. We're going to get some mileage here between now and the midterm elections and certainly local elections in 2021. But by the time we get a few months down the road, Captain, yeah, there's going to be a lot more buyer's remorse out there.
Yep. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more. And if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. Kathy is going to give you that number as we go to break. Take it away, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. In his first town hall since taking office, President Joe Biden pushed his plan for a COVID relief bill. The president's $1.9 trillion package has drawn criticism from Republican lawmakers for being too expensive and not targeted enough to provide economic recovery from the pandemic. But the president says his plan will create millions of jobs this year, telling CNN economists agree that now is the time to spend big.
This is the first time in my career that there is a consensus among economists left, right, and center that is over, and including the IMF and in Europe, that the overwhelming consensus is in order to grow the economy a year, two, three, and four down the line, we can't spend too much. Now's the time we should be spending. Now's the time to go big.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, the website. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can find out from your Geico agent right there in your local area or by going online to geico.com how much money they can save you. And I do mean save you, because they are very competitive, and you'll find out when you give them your zip code and you tell them whatever type of car or truck that you're driving that you'll probably be able to save money the first go around without even having to toss in all the other little extras that are there that could save you money. But you can also get coverage not only for the car or the truck you're driving, but also maybe you've got a motorcycle, an RV, an ATV, or a boat. And they'll even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance policy, too, through your Geico insurance agency or through the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. So go over there, check them out, see what they have to offer, and believe me when I tell you, they will indeed save you money. That's all there is to it. They've done it for me, knock on wood. I get a safe driver discount every year. Been with them for going on just a little bit more than 15 years. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the president trash-talked Mitch McConnell in this letter that we're hearing about, correct?
That's right, yeah, President Trump, former President Trump, exactly.
Yeah, I don't blame him for doing what he did. Mitch McConnell never should have opened his mouth and tried to get into a he said, she said type contest back and forth. And I don't know why he said what he did, McConnell. But had I been McConnell, I would have kept my mouth shut and just let nature take its course, because he's never going to win an argument with Donald Trump.
Well, no. And at the same time, though, again, the idea of trying to exist now within the reality that the Democrats control the House, the Senate, and the White House is a very formidable one. And so any little bit of ammunition that you give the left and the media about the GOP and how torn apart it really is, it really isn't helping matters. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, Mitch McConnell helped get the Supreme Court justices on the Supreme Court at a time under a lot of fire for that kind of thing. And it's unfortunate that they can't part ways here amicably and try to build up the party as opposed to what we're seeing going on right now.
Now, yesterday we talked about Vice President Kamala Harris that claimed that the Biden administration was starting from scratch on fighting the coronavirus epidemic, despite the fact that Dr. Fauci turned right around and said otherwise. And then this morning, we're going to tell you about little Dr. Fauci reversed himself and now backs what Vice President Kamala Harris said about Trump's vaccine rollout and how it wasn't enough and wasn't soon enough.
Well, sure. I mean, all of this is all this stuff continues about Trump, about the vaccine, about COVID response, all that stuff, because they don't really, there's no way they're going to shut down the virus. They said they would. Biden said he would. And then when asked about it just the other day, Captain, he said, well, I never said I would shut it down in a couple of months. You know, again, and so the goalposts always move. But I think the important thing here is that Dr. Fauci came out and said, well, no, that's not exactly true. Then there was probably a conversation here, a conversation there. Somebody got the riot act.
Somebody got to Dr. Fauci, the highest paid employee of the federal government, $417,000+ a year.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah. Somebody got to him, and suddenly now he realizes who the boss is, and decided he's going to now agree with the boss, I guess. But unfortunately, so I don't know. It's who's following the science here? Is it Fauci, Harris? Who knows?
Well, it's just like I lost my train of thought there because I happen to look up at the TV and they're having a car parade for Donald Trump again somewhere. But anyway, it's just like when you talk about the pandemic and how we got started. We wouldn't even have the vaccines we've got right now under the normal procedure, the normal way they do things, if it wasn't for Donald Trump.
No, and a matter of fact, too, Captain, who was it, and it was, of course, Vice President Harris, then candidate Harris, who said she wouldn't take the vaccine unless Dr. Fauci told her it was okay because she didn't trust Donald Trump's vaccine. This kind of thing is just ridiculous. The American people have absolutely had it with this kind of stuff, Republican and Democrat, independent, doesn't matter. People understand that, you know, here we go again. We're not going to get the full story. It's not going to make any sense. It's more politics. And people are just really, I think, very disillusioned by all this. And in fact, all through making the vaccine, with Trump pushing that at Operation Warp Speed, really, Biden, Harris, and the rest of them should have been helping Donald Trump. What can we do, Mr. President? Because we're all in this together. And that's what people are so disillusioned about.
And Steve in Thailand's chiming in the chat room. He's saying Dr. Fauci is nothing more than a too highly paid political hack.
Well, that's why we call him the Grand Fauci. Because
I thought it was the Grand Fauci. Yeah.
Well, that's because he is the highest paid government employee, evidently. It's a good gig if you can get it, but he does fall under President Biden's $400,000 taxation measure that he wants to put into place.
Okay.
Maybe he's the only one.
Okay, by the way, we're hearing from Catwoman tonight. She's chiming in. She's at home recuperating from the surgery that she had a little while ago. But she's saying that Road Dogg is still sitting where he stopped 2 days ago, waiting for the snowstorm and ice storm to stop in Texas.
Wow, that's heavy duty. Absolutely.
Catwoman, you tell Road Dog to behave himself and to be careful. Don't get out there in the road and start fooling around until you're ready for all that. You know, they run light. They run auto parts, and that's pretty much light stuff that they haul. Mm-hmm. And they may even have an empty trailer. I think they take an empty trailer down and bring a loaded one back is the way I think they do it. But then again, I don't know. Or they take, like, racks down to be loaded, and then they bring the parts back.
Yeah, but be safe. Don't move until it's safe to do so.
By the way, there are no hotels in North Texas as people have looked for a warm place to ride out the nights. All the hotel rooms are taken.
Well, that's right. In fact, Captain, at least in Houston, I know of this, particularly in Houston, Texas, they do have a number of warming shelters that people can actually go to.
Yeah.
In downtown Houston.
Oh.
They've got different places, yeah.
And a mother and daughter died when they tried to use a car to warm up their house.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know what they were thinking or what.
Yeah.
What did you do? Put a hose to the tailpipe and put it in the house to think that was going to warm up your house? I don't know what they did, but they were using the car to warm up their house, and they died of asphyxiation, carbon monoxide poisoning.
Well, it most unfortunately sounds like that's exactly what they might have done. They might have had the notion that bringing the warm exhaust would have warmed things up, but it's deadly. Yeah.
If you're going to do that, why don't you just go out and stay in the car
and sit in the car and warm it? And that's right.
Yeah,
exactly right. Keep the engine running in the car.
Yeah, but not. Well, I don't know. We don't know. I don't know for sure what happened, but I just know the headline was a mother and a daughter died because of having their car running in. Something to do to warm a house.
Well, this is just tragic, but it points up as well the need to make sure that if you have this kind of weather, that you're able to heat people's houses with fuel, you know, gas or electricity.
Yeah.
That has to be paramount.
Yeah.
We're talking about people's lives here.
Yeah, and you can always buy a generator.
That's true.
But then you got to be careful with the generator, because if it's anything other than natural gas, they have a tank that takes care of that. If it's a smaller generator and you're going to power your house, you have to have the generator about 25 feet away from your house. So guess what? The fumes don't come inside.
That's exactly right. Some people.
And that's what we recommend in the fire service, by the way.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah, you don't want to bring a generator inside. You've got to keep it far away. Because it is going, it's like running a lawnmower engine right next to your window or something, or inside your patio. It's just that it's not going to be a good result of that. And some people, they have these big fancy generators, like you said, that run on natural gas that kick in, you know, if the power goes out. But that's probably less, that's more rare, I would think, than the average small generator like you're talking about.
Yeah, and by the way, everybody will be happy to know that the first national face mask standards came out, and the list has been published by the federal government.
Yeah, that's what we hear. That's what we hear, the first national face mask standards. And this is from the American Society for Testing and Materials, evidently.
Yeah, Fauci had something to do with it, I'm sure. All right, hold that thought. All right, folks, you're going to come back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And yeah, we got a lot to report again tonight. The situation hasn't changed very much in the south central part of the United States, but we'll let you know what is going on. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate her very much doing that for us. And, oh, by the way, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the pilot and the Flying J truck stop that's nearest you. That's the nation's largest truck stop chain. I know a whole bunch of drivers have been sitting at some of the pilots and Flying J's, especially in the areas that we're about to talk about. But let's get started right now. Let's do a little honky-tonking.
For a ride.
New York City.
Gimme the Honky Tonk Blues, the Rolling Stones, the one and only Rolling Stones. Hey, Kyle, what'd you think?
Oh, that goes way back, and that's just a real classic from them. And the openness of the track and just what they were able to do just is amazing.
When men were men and women were proud of it. Yeah. Okay, here I go. I'm going to read this statement, then I'm going to turn it over to Kyle because we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Bitter cold maintains its grip on much of the U.S., another significant winter storm in the south and the east. Now, about a third of the country right now is wrapped up in this really cold weather and snow. And bitter cold and wintry conditions are going to continue across much of the U.S. Another major winter storm is bringing heavy snow and ice from the South Plains and lower Mississippi Valley into the Middle Atlantic and Northeast, with isolated severe storms in the Southeast that may produce damaging winds, large hail, and a couple of tornadoes like they did over there the other night in, I believe it was North Carolina. Now, snow conditions will continue in the Northwest, the Great Basin, and the Rockies. And Kyle, take it away. What's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you're right. We have so much to talk about tonight. And, of course, we're looking for that next system to come through, especially into the Texas area. And right now in the southern part of Colorado around Durango, that's where that other storm is spinning around right there. That's what we understand is going to head Texas's way here. We also have winter storm warnings, of course, in the Santa Fe, New Mexico area.
Albuquerque,
exactly right. Moving northward up the I-25 corridor, we do have air quality alert there near Fort Collins. This is north of Denver. And winter storm warning, this looks like just south of the Elk Mountain area along Interstate 80 there in southern Wyoming. Up in Montana near Helena, we do have a winter weather advisory. This also encompasses Great Falls along I-15 and near Bozeman as well along I-90. Up at 4th of July Pass, they do have snow on the roadway, we understand, and that's going to continue on, I think, for the next few days, of course. Winter weather advisory, winter storm warning in central Idaho as well. And as we move over to Washington State and then Oregon, looks like Seattle, Washington right now, cloudy skies, about 40 degrees, looks about the same, about 41, same story in Portland, Oregon. But we do have a wind advisory, Captain, in Southern California. This wind advisory is near Bakersfield, come along the I-40 area, and it looks like also in the Santa Clarita area along Interstate 15 and the 210 as well. Over in Utah, we do have an avalanche warning and winter weather advisory,
yeah,
all the way from St. George up through Logan, Utah, up along I-15.
Well, I'm going to read this direct message I just got from Diesel Dan, the trucking man, and that's a pretty good handle there, Diesel Dan, the trucking man. But anyway, he said that, Captain, from Nashville, Tennessee, all the way over to where I shut down in Oklahoma City, there were 15 wrecks involving semis and four-wheelers along I-40.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And he said he counted them, 15 wrecks.
Unbelievable, yeah.
All right, here we go. About half of Oklahoma is under a winter storm warning. Texas, down south of Lubbock, you've got some snow in the Lubbock area moving over east. But the metroplex of Texas, Dallas-Fort Worth, and down to San Antonio through Austin, on down to I-20, north of Houston, going up towards Texarkana, all of Arkansas, all of the northern parts north of I-12 in Louisiana, as well as the northwestern and northern part of Mississippi, is underneath a storm warning, a winter storm warning. The snow is going to vary. It's going to be anywhere from 2 to 4 to 6, maybe 8 to 10 inches of snow in some of the higher elevated areas. And then again, the western part of Tennessee tonight, winter storm warning. But there is snow all around it. There is freezing rain, a freezing rain warning, and an ice warning for Mississippi. Jackson, Mississippi, you're included in this. Hattiesburg, Mississippi, you're included in this. On down towards the fringe of New Orleans, you're included in this. Slidell, you might be getting some ice tonight. There's a lot of very, very dangerous, treacherous driving out there on the highways. If you're on I-40, if you're on I-30, if you're on I-20, if you're on I-10, I-12, if you're on I-55, if you're on I-35, if you're on I-55, 57, for sure. So please be careful. Now, the Northeast has got a winter storm watch because this storm that's coming across, Kyle, with the other one that's behind it that's pushing, that's probably going to catch up to it, is going to go up the East Coast, it looks like, this weekend, all the way up again, the big cities, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Philadelphia, New York, Boston, Providence, Hartford, and it's going to dump another bunch of snow up there on an already beleaguered area.
Oh, it really is. And up in the Northeast there, they've had freezing rain, snow, you name it.
Yeah.
Yep, that's right.
And we've got the lake effect snow machine that's kicking in again because of the way the wind's blowing up there from Rochester around to Syracuse, down on I-90 on the thruway, Syracuse to Utica, all the way up I-81 to the Canadian, to the St. Lawrence Seaway. So be advised if you're traveling over there that the lake effect machine is has kicked in again with snow up in that area. That's not going to be pretty. The bitterly cold temperatures again tonight are in northern Minnesota, northern and eastern South Dakota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska. It's really cold. I'm sure that Al's going to tell us how cold it is here in North Platte in a little bit because I've seen wind chill factors way down below zero again. And Kansas, the western part of Kansas, the western half of Kansas, really cold, frigid temperatures there as well. And we've got fog. Now, on top of everything else now, we've got fog down in the South Texas area, Brownsville, on up towards Galveston, right along the Gulf of Mexico. Heavy, dense fog.
Yes, exactly right. And those wind chills you were talking about, those are listed at 25 to 35 below.
Yeah.
Up in the north, in North Dakota, that area.
Yeah, in Minnesota, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, George, I hope you got the heaters working up there.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
All right, and then as fate would have it, we've got a gale warning. Our friends up there in Portland, Maine, there's a gale warning all the way to Nova Scotia along the water there. Snow hasn't quite reached Maine yet, but it will. It will. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be back with more. Hour number two coming up with the Captain's America Third Watch. Give us a call. Kathy's going to give you the number if you want to opine.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.